David the Melech's whole essence is tefillah. That's why he says, "Va'ani tefillah." Not that I am gonna daven, but I am davening. That's my essence.
Oh, it's his present tense.
Present tense, and he's just saying, like, how do you define yourself? I'm a Jew, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer. David Melech says, I'm a prayer. I'm a prayer.
Prayer, wow.
I don't even know. I don't know what that means, but it's so deep. So hopefully he's going to explain to us what that means.
It's one of those things you can just say, I'm a prayer, and everybody around you goes,
yeah, it's
high level.
Use that at your next go around at the Shabbos table. You have like 10 sheets lined up. Daniel said, "Goodbye." Lomar, me'ever legimel tefilot beyond the three tefilas, shetiknu chazal likbalel kol hayom, the chazal mitaken every day. Hamahalachu. The Gemara in Brachas Taf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph says, ideally I should be davening all day long. Yes, there's a three set tefillah, but beyond that, when I'm walking in the street the whole day, I have to constantly be doing davening to Hashem, constantly, always talking to Hashem. That's the essence. Ma'i kavanat advarim. What does this mean?
Wait, can you just go back over that?
Klomer, meaning to say, me'ever legimel tefillot shetiknu chazal, beyond the tefillot that chazal established for us.
No, it's like
to metaken.
Yeah.
Amahalachu, the process is, the journey is, ulevai shit balal adam kol hayom kula. Ideally, we should daven all day.
Like if I'm at the bank, please, let me bank work.
Yeah.
Please let me walk across the street.
Nachon, exactly. Because it could be you'll get the money from the ATM machine without davening,
right.
But it won't be the same money.
Right.
Yeah. It won't be the same experience without the davening. You know, and it could be you wouldn't have gotten the money if you needed that prayer. Who knows? But either way, davening makes it a complete.
There's always a chance it messes up and it gives you double.
Oh. Yeah. The truth is, I struggle with this because, like, there is the flip side of, like, let's say I daven for it, and then Hashem says no, you know, and then you have to work harder, like Amunah, even though it didn't work. Like, sometimes I'm taking free throws in my basketball games, and I say, Hashem, please let me hit this free throw, and then I miss the free throw. I say, Hashem, why did you do that? Oh, it's all for the best. It's like, well, this whole process.
What does Viloid mean?
Halavai. Vilavai. It means, like, it's hard work to translate music. Oh, wouldn't it be great? Yeah, ideally. Ma'i kavanat advarim. What does this mean, the daven all day? Le'el dibarnu al-kach she'kadosh baruch hu. Earlier, we spoke about the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu nimsa li'ad ha'adam is placed by man. U'kmoken al-inyan ha'ashkacha pratit. Similarly, when it comes to ashkacha pratit, ach le'lo iklalnu b'dvarim et yisod shel tefillah. But we didn't talk then about the process of tefillah and how that relates to knowing that everything's from God. Mm-hmm. We said that God's next to us, but we didn't.
Yeah,
we a little bit alluded to it. Remember, he said, like, you have to talk to God about helping me in your avodah.
Yeah, but it wasn't an internalization process. It was more of a recognition.
It was just an external type of process. So now we're going to how tefillah plays into all of this. We stood the matters up in a way which requires for men. And you need to recognize that God stands beside us. And to recognize His divine presence. And He's watching over us. But the true form of the matters is that in every test in service, the whole Kenyan. For every acquisition, mitzurefet ha'tzvilah is join in prayer. V'niferet et advarim. Now we're going to go into the details. In order to acquire any progress in avodas Hashem, there needs to be a prayer in there.
Nisiyun means challenge?
Yeah, challenge.
There's like certain test. Star that even before you start, you say a prayer. You can blah, blah, like,
Nachon. Even if I just forget, but truthfully, we should really daven before we open any sefer. And actually, that's what he says. When he opens up the sefer, he says the first chapter is just a tefillah. that you know, you have to start with the two. If you don't, you gotta start it. I just forget.
Right.
But yeah, we really should. We really should always start off with two. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. You daven, you learn, and then you daven. That's what life is. Daven, learning, and daven. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. All right.
Can you translate from the chol?
Yeah. The chol kinyan.
What is kinyan?
And then any acquisition. Like saying daven, kone shamayim v'aret. So God acquires the whole earth. Yeah. Mitzurefet tefillah is joined to tefillah. Let's get into these matters. Let's give details to the matters. Biarnu le'el, we explained earlier, shal adam lahakir bashkachat abratit shel boide, that a person needs to recognize the divine providence of the Creator. Kigon, adam azizat yado, a person moves his hand. Who shal adam mo, he asks himself, he mezizota, who moved it? In my eyes of flesh, it seems like my hands are moving it. But I know, Master of the world, the one who is really moving my hands is that Master of the world. And no one else. No person moves his hand below, unless God himself demands right now that Daniel remove his beard. There was a decree in heaven that Daniel had to move his hand. That's the Gemara. Okay?
What is below echad acher?
And no one else. Below echad acher. Okay, we said that earlier.
Yeah.
And here comes the additional point of tefillah. Adam omed v'omer l'ribono shel olam. A person stands and says to the Master of the World, "V'seichel ani yodea sh'ata manigat abira." Intellectually, I know that you rule over the world. Sh'ata mezizat yadi, that you move my hand. Ach behergashi alev, but in the heart, in the feelings of the heart, ani margish adam u'amanigat atzmo. I feel like I am the one guiding my life. I ask of you, Master of the World, that this knowledge that I know in my intellect should have an effect on my heart. But also my heart should feel the idea that everything's from Hashem.
So we can know in our intellect that it's from Hashem, but the tradition of tequila that we connect with after.
Oh, exactly. To bring things from our intellect into our heart. That's maybe that's like the tefillin. It starts here, and then it comes down through our body, and we have a yad towards the heart. It's bringing these intellectual ideas into our heart, or that's what it's supposed to be. Bringing it into our body. But truth is, in order to really get into our body, into our subconscious, into the way we act, you need to daven on it. Please, Hashem, let us recognize that we need to daven in order to get things into our heart. And Bezat Hashem, like that. A lot of times, that's exactly why you need to daven at the end of the learning session, because otherwise it's just an intellectual idea.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to go for, like, in the mornings when I wake up on time, I go for a 5-minute Emunah run and listen to these Emunah shears by whatever, the Emunah daily. And then I have like a 2-minute tefillah after that learning. Like, okay, I learned something, and then I have to like bring it into my life. Then I feel like when I'm bombing it in a little bit, I'm ready for the next shear, so to speak.
I just have a question on this last point. So this idea that we're davening everything from God, and it's only from God, which is cool. You get that? And that's awesome. But also at the same time, we also have certain responsibilities, meaning that we also we know the relationship with Moshe and Hashem is that Moshe was able to say, or in general, there are times where tzaddikim have the ability to almost like change the will of God, meaning sure. that it's bringing it down. So like, what's the context in that? If we're saying that everything is from God, isn't this also part
so
of
what's
us?
That point. What's our role?
No, not so much what's our role, more that yes, everything is from God, but I also have to know that there is a part of me that has its own inspiration to bring it back forward.
Sure.
So I'm wondering,
that's the back and forth that Rishon talks about very often, exactly the way you said it. That on one hand, we have to know it's all from God. On the other hand, we have to know that it's all dependent on me.
Right.
Now, what does that mean, it's all dependent on me? God wants you to act, to do your shtadlus. And right. Your action might be davening, might be working, might be whatever.
Right.
But he, I know it's a crazy idea, according to Bill Bobby's way of looking at it, even as you're doing it, he's still helping you do it or controlling you and doing it. It's still all God doing it, but you're the one doing it, which seems to be contradictory, but that's the idea, that it's beyond our understanding how such a thing could be possible. But
I mean, we kind of like act on Hashem's behalf, in a sense.
So,
right, like to affect the world.
Yeah, for sure. But I guess there's like kind of two ways of looking at this. There's a more classical perspective, which is that like Bobi Deshamayim Chut Mirachamayim, which means everything's from God, but when it comes to your actions, it's you. It's not God.
Right?
And that's like the way it's usually explained. You know, God will give you the money, but you got to decide if you give it to tzedakah or not. God gives you the house, the weather, but you decide what to do with it. That's like the...
Like the Egyptians, for example. It's like, what are you doing to my... We were talking about, like, what are you doing to my children? What, they didn't have a choice?
Right.
I mean, like, right. What are we saying here? Is it everything from God, or is it...
That's the easier way to grasp. That, and that's the way that most people explain it. What the Bilvavi is saying is a more, like, intense Hasidic way to look at it.
Okay.
The Baal Shem Tov way of looking at it, which is that everything, Mamish, is also from God, and also you're doing it.
When
it
comes to,
and that doesn't make sense with logic. Like, our brain can't grasp how that's possible so much.
Right.
But it's beyond logic. You know, most people would stop and say, Amun is like, God wanted it to turn out the way it did, and it's all for the best, but you had the choice of how to do it, but God will guide you to somehow make it for the best, and it's something to that extent. He's saying everything is exactly God making it happen, and at the same time, you do have the free will to choose how to do it, and you are responsible for your actions.
Right.
And again, I don't know if that they really work together with our puny intellectual minds, but God's mind is much bigger than our minds, so you don't have to worry about how it makes
right.
sense. And I don't know, I'm a little bit undecided as to how exactly I look at it. But either way, I think everyone agrees that you should have a positive attitude and view it as a blessing. Everything that happens is for the best and for good, and there's no reason to worry about pretty much anything. But and everyone agrees that you need to do all the actions and not just sit back and let God, you know, run the show. God wants you to do your stuff. So the fundamental things that everything's good and that what you have to do, everyone agrees. The only question is how that works exactly. And this point of like, is God moving my hand right now? That's like maybe Hasidic stress versus like Raman rational. But yeah, he's very big on like everything's from God. I think the Rambam might put it in it depends on who you are also. Like, if you're, like, mamish a tzaddik, then, like, you're guided with hashkacha pratit.
Uh-huh.
And if you're less of a tzaddik, then it's more hashkacha klalit, then either you won't see or God lets you just go by the general system of the way.
What's he say again?
According to the Rambam, it depends on who you are. If you're the more aware you are that everything comes from God.
Maimonides.
If you, the more you raise yourself to a tzaddik consciousness, the more God watches over everything he does, and like the more significant every little thing that in your life is.
Right.
And the less you're tuned in to knowing that everything's from God, the less then you're guided by God's general way of the world being done. Some people explain it a little differently. The Rambam's not saying that it's different, but just that you'll perceive it differently. So this is a really loaded, complicated topic. There's a whole book I just read about it. Called Hashkacha Pratis. Liberitz. Very, very complex issue.
Because Moshe gets punished for not believing in himself.
Sure. And Moshe is told to act and stop praying. He has that.
Told to act.
And right, by Kriyas Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Says stop davening and go split the sea, go. Right? So for sure, like, sometimes the action God wants you to do is that not daven, but to do action.
Yaakov, he prayed, and then he did an action.
Sure, sure. But, and then that's the hard balance you have to find between, like, when you're doing too much and, like, when you should just take a step back and, like, learn and daven more. When you're doing too little, you know, when you got to get at this. So that's, I think, a personal journey a person needs to go through. But, all right, let's say we have a little bit more time. Let's keep going. Uvekan ba. Oh, no. Klomar. Milvad and Nekuda Atzmit Shalashrasha Takara. Beyond the point, the essential point of Hashrashat, like Shoresh, rooting in Akara, the recognition. Banaga prati, in the individual behavior, Shakadish Baruch Manigat Olam, that God runs the world. Yishta Taref Kafet Nikudat Tfila. We must join the point of prayer. Kevan Shadam Omed Brotzelaf Nimet Nikudat Ashkacha Prati. Since a man stands and wants to internalize this idea of Ashkacha Pratis. Shiyelo beze hergesh balev v'chiyut amitit. So it should be a feeling. Hergesh is feeling in the heart. V'chiyut amitit, in real life, real vitality. Okay. Because a lot of times we know things intellectually, but it doesn't, like, we don't live our life. We're not feeling it.
Yeah.
So you need a daven for it. Right? Adam argishes that stira ben yediyat zichol la'karat libo. A person feels the stira, the contradiction between the intellect and the heart. You know, at times you're like, ah, I know this, but I'm not feeling it. Right? Lachen l'chol nekuda kazu. Therefore, to every point, shel avoda, umitzaref l'tfila. So therefore, he must join a tfila an, umitchanen l'ribono shel olam, and beg a kadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam, master of the world, imata lo tazor li, if you don't help me, sheuchal l'argish et hashkachat baratit, that I can feel the divine presence, lo to'il li kol avoda sheba'olam. Nothing's going to help without your help, God. Uh-huh. You have to be completely dependent on Hashem.
Uh-huh.
Like, tzaddikim, they have complete bitachon, that everything's mishan miftach, that everything's completely dependent on God.
But also, isn't it if a person wants the divine presence to rest, and then they have to do certain things, you know, like they have to be
of
a
course.
Vessel for that?
Right.
It says that the shkita rests on the person who's sick. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not necessarily...
Well, that maybe is an exceptional situation where there's extra shechina because of God's rachamim. So maybe there's an inyan of bittul that a sick person goes through, and maybe that's which allows more shechina to rest there. But in general, yeah, Masil Sesharim is the book of how to get Ruach HaKodesh, how to get shechina on you, not humility, and whatever, all the steps of being a tzaddik, for sure.
So how can I ask for... being closer to, what was the word you used?
Shechina.
If I'm not doing certain, you know, if I'm not on the certain, like.
Well, right now we're just asking that our heart be open to the fact and feel the fact that everything's from God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for Ruach HaKodesh. I'm not asking for, like, anything else. I'm just asking to feel what I know, and that's something that you can always ask for.
This bookshelf is really part of Hashem.
Yeah, so that's one thing to daven for, and the other thing, yeah, just constantly davening to know that everything's from you, and therefore there's no reason to be upset about stuff and worry and just be happy, you know?
Beautiful.
All right, so If you won't help me, nothing's going to help. V'kochi rak litzor it oruta dilatata. It's in my strength to create an awakening from above, from below. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to awaken from below. It oruta dilatata. Kabbalistic language. Aval ikar asagat tzarich liot al yidei yagatu matzata. But the main recognition or acquisition, hasaga, needs to be done through work and finding. God, you need to give me as a gift. You need to help me really acquire these things in my heart. We're recognizing that we can't get there on our own. It's very similar to what Shlomo says about simcha. You think you could just do some simcha seminar course and listen to a Tony Robbins thing and you'll get simcha? No, you need to daven. It's a gift from Hashem. Hashem has to give you simcha. And he's saying basically the same thing with everything. Everything in life is a gift, and you need to daven in order to feel it, even to feel emuna. Of course, you have to do actions too. You have to talk about it. You have to learn about it. You have to think about it. But it's a gift at the end of the day, whether we feel that or not. Yeah?
Got it. So, we have to create that arousal from below, and then that feeling is the arousal from above.
Exactly, which is a gift from God.
Which is a gift.
We have to recognize. But the way to get there is to learn about it, and then to daven for it. And then God will hopefully give it to us if he feels like it. He does what he wants. But I assume that just that process of davening will also... psychologically help a person really emotionally everything from Hashem. That's no question. Therefore, a person must speak to God in a language of a direct, right? This type of speech will bring you to this level of and I am a tefillah. That's what David HaMelech. By the way, my Rabbi Yair pointed out that really before David HaMelech, you don't see the Avos writing books of tefillah. We know, I'm sure, they were tzaddikim, they were davening to Hashem. Uh-huh. But if you look in the Torah itself, it's not like they're constantly schmoozing with Hashem. You don't see their day-to-day schmooze. See Chana make a prayer, Az Yashir, there's occasionally, Yaakov Avinu has a sentence, here and there, but only David HaMelech has 150 chapters of prayer, So that's why he defines tefillah. He really revolutionized tefillah for Am Yisrael.
So then how were the Avos connecting? They weren't using
tefillah. First of all, I'm sure they weren't using tefillah. All I'm saying is the Torah didn't stress it as much as David HaMelech. And Rav Yair suggests that their thing was more like avoda, like work. Like the korbanos is hard work, so the avos were more about practical.
Well, and David HaMelech. You say brachot on the korbanos? Aren't there blessings and incantations?
Sure. And the Ramban says that you would have to daven and do tshuva when you're bringing the korban. Of course, there's an element of tefillah in the korbanos too, but there's also an element of just physically doing stuff, and actions. So I'm sure there are many theories about this. And we also have an idea that avos tiknu tefillah, shachris mechon marv. So certainly they're connected to tefillah. I'm just saying on a pshat level, we don't see them daven as much as David HaMelech.
Even in the context, when I hear daven, I think about a specific section of prayer. That's not what he's saying. He's saying speak directly to God.
Yeah, totally. He's saying beyond.
That is an action.
Of course, it's an action. Yeah, it's an action. I'm just saying, maybe the Avos stressed more not beyond just speaking to God, also building, mizbechos and settling the land and whatever. That's what we see them do. If you read the Torah, they're doing stuff, and they daven also, but. The David HaMelech writes a whole book full of, he also did stuff. He conquered. He was in war. Yeah, I don't know. It's something to think about when we sing David. I get at my bar mitzvahs today. I always sing David Melech. Yeah. I always find it funny because, like, why of all random people am I singing about this guy who lived, you know, like, for every bar mitzvah? You know, like, there's a lot of things to sing about. But for some reason, we're still singing about David Melech every day, you know, every bar mitzvah. It's funny. So that, like, gives me something to think about. Like, he is tefillah, v'ani tefillah.
And also this form of prayer that he talks, that he's talking about is, like, speaking directly to Hashem. He says over here, when he talks about, there's a three-set tefillah instituted by Chazal, but then more than that, there's always that extra blessing.
Nachon. Look, for me personally, the easiest is to use that three times that we have to do as the springboard for personal tefillah. So I try to, like, at the end of my Shemoneh Esrei, you know, really, like, have personal tefillah time. Because in an ideal world, I should be everywhere I'm walking, I'm davening to Hashem, for sure. But, you know, sometimes I forget, and I also want to learn a little bit.
It's actually really, the first time I, like, really stepped in tonight, you know, the Baruch HaTzach Hashem. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you. It's directly talking to Hashem. Uh-huh. Like, we just say Baruch HaTzach
Hashem. Yeah. Yeah, we really should have, like, a meditation, like, the first thing you do in the morning when you're saying that first bracha. Should really, like, stop. Like, oh my God, I'm seeing that. You know, they say the Hasidic stories about rabbis who, like, fainted the first time they said it.
Yeah. Oh.
There's also an idea, actually, that anyway, for halachic reasons. No, there's a story about, I think it was Zusha or others, that he got up to Moda, and every time he got up to the... He said Moda, he was okay. He said Ani, he was okay. He got up to the Fanecha, he fainted every day. Standing before you? Oh my God. That's a story. I don't know. But no, we really should. Every time we say that first time, Baruch Atah Hashem, for me, it's my Birchas HaTorah. I'm, like, walking to shul, and I try to, like, say Birchas HaTorah as I'm walking. And I really should, like, stop and, like, wow. You know, that's what he's saying. Like, you almost have to feel like Hashem is really here, like, right now, like, sitting with us. A little intense.
A few months ago, I had this. I don't know. I was inspired by some learning, and what I did was I visualized like someone right in front of me, like during Shimon Esser, just like talking, like we talked about a king, like we're approaching a king, but like, oh, it's the king in the field, like that kind of thing from right before Rosh Hashanah, that time.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, you know, that's kind of like, we go into the field and like, we're surrounded by the field, but the king is there. And so when I started to visualize during Shimon Esrei, like talking to a king, and that was like really trippy. Like, it was amazing. It was amazing. But then the thing is that when I realize that I'm doing it, then I lose it. So, is it better to, like, not remind myself? Like, that's my avoda right now, is to, like, when I realize that I'm doing these things, I'm losing it. I lose it. Because, like, I'm like, whoa, I'm doing this, you know, and then it just, like,
yeah.
So it's like, that's the avoda right now.
It's the gavalt avoda. I feel like in an ideal yeshiva, there should be, like, okay, get to davening, maybe learn a little bit, inspiration, about tefillah. And then you have like a guided meditation, or just like a personal meditation time where you just like imagine that you're about to stand before God, or like even right before Shemoneh Esrei, you know, like where you're going to the end of Shema, okay, and then you sing a song, and then like everyone just meditates for like 5 minutes, you know, and then goes into Shemoneh Esrei. That would be cool. Alright, it's not the Shem. So please Hashem, enough of the tefillah, please Hashem, let us have a week. Well, let's start with a day. Please Hashem, let us have a day of emuna, of feeling emuna, feeling your presence, feeling happiness, not just intellectually knowing, but feeling the ideas that we're learning here today. And this should bring a lot of happiness to the world.
Okay.
Shkoyach, guys.